This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced this morning that the Justice Department is going to launch an investigation into the Baltimore Police Department. She called the troubled relationship between some police departments and the communities they serve one of the most challenging issues of our time. At a basic level, a very basic level, being a cop is a job. It's a job that's changing as society changes. So we're going to be spending some time over the next couple of weeks looking at that. Today, on our series, Behind the Blue Line, a step back from the headlines about police abuse and a look at what cops say they worry about day in and day out. Here's Sally Herships.
Cop to Cop is a 24-hour hotline for stressed-out police officers. It says exposure to trauma, murders, car accidents, hurt kids is the number one worst part of the job. But there's a close number two. Brian Higgins was a cop for 27 years and just retired as chief of police for Bergen County, New Jersey.
What frustrated me was all the other stuff, the administrative baloney.
Higgins says for lots of cops, that administrative baloney is actually number one, not the threat of getting hurt or killed.
Can we draw like a pie chart of the stress? Can we do that?
For me personally, the part of the stress of the job, the danger, I think is like this.
That's a tiny sliver.
This is why I got into it. Chasing people, getting shot at. I expected this. I wanted this.
What Higgins and many other cops say they don't want is having to deal with the inescapable politics of policing. If you've ever seen the HBO police show, The Wire, you know what he's talking about. The entire series kicks off when a detective named Jimmy McNulty makes his boss look bad by accident. His boss isn't happy.
You see McNulty? You see him? These are for you.
Think hand gestures involving a middle finger.
These are for you for as long as it takes me to get even.
Major.
No, don't major me, you backstabbers.
Take this bad boss and give him an enormous detailed rule book, which he can discipline you with, and you get one of the problems Higgins is talking about.
I had a buddy of mine that jumped into a river for a helicopter that went down, rescued two people, and when the chief showed up, he was asked where his hat was. You know, that's so frustrating. It makes you want to, like, just lash out.
I think the evidence is pretty clear that the sources of stress tend to come mostly from administrative issues internal to the organization.
Robert Kane is director of the Criminology and Justice Studies program at Drexel University. He says in many cases, police officers have far more rules than other professions, and following all of them can make it difficult for officers to do their jobs.
Whether they wear short sleeves or long sleeves in their uniform, the position of their nameplate or their badge. In many police organizations, you know, a lot of these little nitpicky things are called white socks violations.
There are so many rules, Kane says, it's almost impossible to do the job without breaking some, from those little nitpicky things to bigger issues, like when it's okay to pull out your gun or taser or a nightstick. He and Brian Higgins, the cop you heard a minute ago, both told me the problem is so bad, cops have a saying about it.
I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Translation. Police officers would rather risk facing a jury of 12 for breaking a rule than end up at their own funeral carried by 6 pallbearers.
They know they're breaking the rules, but in their minds, it's a rule that's worth breaking, and they're much more willing to risk a rule violation than place themselves at risk.
John Shane was a cop for 16 years, the last 5 as a captain in Newark, New Jersey. And he says he understands that fear. Now he's a professor at John Jay College, and he studies cops and stress. And he says part of that stress comes from the way officers are hired and promoted.
And I certainly watched people get promoted into positions that clearly did not have the knowledge, skills, or abilities to do the job.
Shane says politics are to blame. Often chiefs are appointed, he says, by politicians. So there's pressure. Want to keep your job? You need to keep the politicians happy.
So if we have speeding problems on this street, but on this street you have several council members who might be speeding, you're not going to set up an enforcement operation on that street. You're going to go to another street where no one's likely to complain.
Shane says that expectation of loyalty moves right down the ranks. Captains have to keep chiefs happy, lieutenants captains, and so on. He says that means in problem departments, officers can get hired based on loyalty, not because they're the best candidate for the job. And all of this can make cops lose faith in the system. Shane says this is when ethics can start to slip away.
Because the sentiment is that nobody really cares. Look at the people above me, what they're doing. If they're doing those things, nobody's going to care what I'm doing down here.
Retired Chief Brian Higgins says at the same time, cops have less and less discretion about how they do their jobs, which exacerbates things even further.
Sit in your car, walk your beat, shut your mouth, and only do what the buck allows you. In the business world, you leave your job.
But Higgins says oftentimes police can't. Except for the top jobs, like chief, they're stuck. Because of all those complicated loyalties, if you move departments, you have to start all over, from the bottom. He says the current focus on problems with individual officers is ignoring a bigger problem. The system is broken.
You know, if it was a subject who waved a gun around, certain groups would come out and say, they had mental health. Why didn't we ask why was he waving the gun? I get that. But there's nobody asking about the cop. You know, why did the cop react this way?
Higgins says more civilians and government officials need to ask that question and recognize there's a bigger problem. All of the stress cops face on the job can drive some of them to drug and alcohol abuse, suicide, and even excessive use of force.
I've heard it for 30 years.
That's Dr. Everly, a professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He's a specialist in stress and human resilience, and he's worked with cops for decades. He says they are the thin blue line between chaos and a law-abiding society.
There are few jobs that have those weights in them.
And he says if it sounds shocking or surprising that workplace stress can cause such extreme responses, just think about what stress is, a fight or flight response, and what police do.
In the context of violence, it is predictable that you would escalate the violence.
Back at the cop-to-cop hotline, the phone continues to ring with calls from stressed-out police officers across the country, up to 850 every month. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.